Did you have a favourite subject at the school?
Oh, not really. Not really. Well, I was thinking of the PDM, but I don't know a lot of it. I graduated with my own some book, a big one with answers, which is very handy. But yeah. And of course, there was a garden there. We were supposed to do gardening every now and again.
Oh, what was in the garden? Was it
vegetables, some flowers. The school teacher had a right to the vegetables that was grown, but it was an afternoon, a week, or in the summer.
Well, that's interesting now, I didn't know that. Mm. So you went out and you worked in the garden, and that was me?
Oh, yes, that was the last hour in the day. Usually you were in the garden for one day. And of course, playtime, the boys played football. And many arguments with that, but the boys' playground was all gravel, worn out. Well, the girls' playground still had grass in it. They were more genteel.
Mm-hmm. Did you play other games apart from football, or
what's that?
Did you play any other games?
Oh, well, there was hide and seek, but there was not much chance of hiding in the playground, where it's generally just a chase and be caught, and what's an ill lay, a case of being. But for football, of course, you usually toss a coin to decide ends. Of course, nobody had coins there, so any convenient bit of stone flat on one side, spit on one side, throw it up, wet or dry.
Yeah, see. Oh, I haven't heard that before.
Well, it decided the ends in a handy way. And this is dredging back a long while now. But I've lost the thread. You'll have to give me more suggestions. Can you think of anything?
Well, I was talking about games and things, but I'm still wondering too. Did you have any animals at the school, or did you?
Oh, no.
No, you didn't do any projects, or did you have a nature table or anything like that? You did?
No. Well, last teacher, yes, he was a great botanist, and every Friday morning you could take whatever flowers you find and he would name them all. Mm. And he was good at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then, I'd maybe like to move over, and I've got a lovely phrase here. From Pat here about a Boamil. Boamil.
Oh, Boamil.
Maybe tell me a bit more about that. I've not heard that.
Well, in the day, so the old weights, pounds and hundredweights and so on. A hundredweight, strangely enough, 112 pounds was a sackful. That was 8 stone. But a Boamil was 10 stone. 10 times 1,414 pounds. I don't know. And then to confuse things even further, malt was all sold by the stone, which was a 1/8 of the 10 stone. Another 17.5 pounds. But that was a stone of malt, was 17.5 pounds. A stone of meal was 14. And yes, of course. Every house more or less had its gurnal, and the meal was more, well, each farm ground their own meal. And then it would be packed in the gurnal and packed hard to keep the moss out of it. It's usually packed by somebody, usually the children, with your feet packed tight, or packed as solid as a brick, more or less. And then, of course, cheese were made in the summer. And milk was plentiful and cheese would be put into, and they dried, of course, there. But that's a thing you can't get. You can't get a cheese tasting like one that's matured in a gurnal now. I regret that. Mm-hmm. The delicious taste.
What else, when you were making cheese then, what else might you have had with that then?
Well, they had butter. Well, it'd be hooses the cow, I suppose. You had butter and cheese. But they talk about the plowed garden. But there is a difference in a plowed kirn and a craven kirn. A plowed kirn is wider at the top and usually narrower. A craven kirn is narrow to the top. But the difference is in the plowed kirn, you kirn whole milk. And the reason for this, I believe, was a great article of food. That time was milk and meal, in other words, just meal and so much milk. Kern milk, buttermilk. Well, ordinary milk sour very readily and doesn't keep. But then the kern milk gets, well, soured in a controlled fashion. And then kern, and you have the butter and the kern milk. But doing whole milk, you have an awful lot of kern milk. Whereas in the when things got more sophisticated and you didn't need so much kern milk, they would keep just the cream to make the butter. And this is when the smaller kern was used. And when there wasn't so much, you didn't need the kern milk then, you weren't having milk and meal the same. But again, that's a thing that you can't get now. Kern milk like wine improves with age.
Really?
Oh yes, it was new, well, it was just kern milk, but after being a week or two in the kern, it was something to be savoured, like wine.
My goodness, I've not heard of that.